We were all saddened yesterday after learning about the death of Tupac Shakur's mom, Afeni Shakur, at age 69. Every year, Americans suffer more than 1.5 million heart attacks and strokes. Nearly 44% of African-American men, 48% of African-American women have some form of cardiovascular disease, and that includes heart disease and stroke. Dr. Jessica Shepherd has joined us on the show this morning to inform us on a few things. Good morning, Dr. Shepherd.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, hon. First off, what are the signs of a heart attack?
And so I think, you know, so sad to hear of her passing yesterday. I think one of the things that we need to pay attention to is for women. Women really do have different symptoms of heart attack, heart disease than men do. And so what we want to realize is sometimes it may present itself as anxiety or heart palpitations, a little bit of chest pain, but not typically what we see in the movies, which is, again, that left, you know, sternal pain. And so we have to make sure that we know the differences for women.
Such as
presenting as anxiety, maybe a tightness in chest, pain. But sometimes it's not always that pain that goes up to your left arm.
Doctor, I've heard it talk about sometimes in your shoulders, sometimes in your face, your jaw. It might be that kind of pain that also is an indication of a cardiac issue.
Yes, it can be in the pain in the arm, but usually that's for men. And so for women, you're going to look for something different. So it's very important that women check up with their doctor annually to make sure that they have labs, make sure that they have any family history taken down so that they know what their risks are.
And even
and
if people look,
healthy lives.
Even if because Tupac's mom, Ms. Afeni Shakur, looked healthy.
She did.
But there's some underlying things that we just need to be aware of.
You know, she did have some things in the past, you know, lifestyle-wise that may have contributed to increasing her risk for heart disease. But in general, she, again, presents well, but she may have had a family history of heart disease, which may have increased her risk for having, you know, heart attack and stroke.
And can you talk about the connection of, because Skip has indicated, you know, that he has history, my history, Jay has diabetes and that in his family. So we're all talking about some form of heart disease in our families, but there's a combination of things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, as well as diabetes and that can be a part of, and I think we just lost her.
Okay.
Maybe she was done with us.
Because
I got a lot of questions.
I want to know about the exercises you can possibly do.
I don't know if golf is included in that.
Golf is a part of that.
You're twisting your midsection, your core there.
Your core.
Yeah, that core twist.
You've given this excuse before, haven't you?
No.
Now, do you walk on the course? Do you walk the course? Okay.
I'll walk.
Walk from the cart to the hole.
You don't understand. I started playing golf just so I could ride around in that little cart.